Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to tell you, I was just thinking about this right before the show, and I was thinking of 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 25, just the grace that is within me and how I'm constantly striving about to do more, racing against the clock. In making up for those that leave off the call of God is part of my prayer in so many different ways. I want to make sure that we're covered in this earth as it is in heaven concerning the time allotted to me. I'm doing my best to make the most of it. It tells us in the book of Ephesians to redeem the time and making the most of it. Now, if you've not read Jonathan Edwards' 15 resolutions, you should take the time to do so, folks, because it goes perfectly in line with what I'm talking about right now. When you have a real call of God, you never feel like you do enough. And yet I could have most people come over here, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and look at the fruit of the ministry and say, you guys have done that in the short amount of time that you've been in the ministry. And I would look at it and say, you know what? I don't feel like I've really done a lot. I mean, we've got a country to save concerning the men within the country and their souls, right? That's the objective here. Jesus said, follow me. I'll make you to become fishers of men, Matthew 4:19. And again, that's the objective. He was the one, by the way, friends, the Son of God said that pray not yet for 4 months for the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. And that's what we're doing, is constantly raising our hands and saying, Lord, send us, but give us the strength in the process of doing so. So with that said, if you want to check out our schedule, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be all over the place, up and coming again. And we are being spent for the purpose of what we're doing here, and we're happy to do it. Wanted to let you know that these books, we've only got 1,000 of these made right now, Soldiers of the Cross. It's a brand new book. It's a couple hour read. I made it as simple as possible, the model of heaven as a child, and what we did is we took it back to the old pastor. You could understand men of God, those that actually were used by God to establish what it is that we have today, namely, in many cases, the Black Robe Regiment, unnamed, of course, but the point is made. We're bringing you back to those that knew God in contrast to what you see today, friends. I can tell you right now, you're going to see a stark contrast between the old and the new. And what you see in the modern day church is not Christianity in any sense of the word on so many different levels. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. Soldiers of the Cross, a brand new book. I got a second one coming out in about a week and a half. That one's called All the Prophets Were Pointing. I'm not going to give it away. And then we got a third one coming out. When that one's going to be done, I have no idea. But I believe I'm about 3/4 through that one as well. That one's called The Children of the Apostate, What to Avoid in Holding Scripture Up Against What You See in the Modern Day Church in America. Also, friends, keep in mind, right now we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. We are over halfway now, done now. Woohoo! And in the process of doing so, friends, we are down there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is the 15th year we've been out there, and it's an opportunity to reach out in seeking and saving that which is lost, getting in the face of and contending for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, while others will just let it pass by them or taking up that opportunity. Bottom floor, grandstand, East End, Minnesota State Fair, third row in. Grandstand, bottom floor, East End, third row in. We are going to be there until Monday, and then it's all over with. And then after that, we're going to be in Arizona for 4 or 5 dates. And then after that, we're going to be in St. Louis, Missouri. And then hopefully in between, South Dakota may be in range. So we'll see what happens there. But again, friends, just wanted to let you know this is available. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, these brand new shirts are going really well at the State Fair. There's only so many of them, and this is why I'm telling you this, unless we have to do a remake. But this one is the Soldier of the Cross, and then on the back of it, it is a quote by Peter Muhlenberg, who was a part of the Black Robe Regiment during the inception of this country, and it says, "There is a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there is also a time to fight, and that time has now come." These are available as well on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. So with that said, I'm caught up. Let's get to this show. If you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, I want to show you some more of the things that are rolling out in Maui. And folks, I think there's enough information out there after what I show you today to seal the day and seal the deal concerning the responsible party. There's no question as to what took place there in Maui. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you will see that in just a moment. Go to social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ because we here understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said the 7th President of the United States of America. Let's go over to Maui. This is evidence of direct energy weapons. There's no question about it that they were direct energy weapons. And you're going to see for yourself. As a matter of fact, it says right on this piece, friends, go ahead and judge for yourself. That's the best way to give it to people. But sometimes people have eyes and they don't see, and sometimes they have ears and they don't hear, Jeremiah 5:21. So we got to kind of sometimes wrap them on top of the head sometimes, right? Out of love. And we do it because we love. So check this out.
A space movie, because you have this small field with some grass there, right? You can see where the grass burned. But then you have these two vehicles sitting in here that have melted aluminum. So Don, if you want to just take us through this car real quick and show us, I know you know a few things about cars. You can point out some things that require a very high temperature. By the way, we just talked to the neighbor who was talking to an investigator in Lahaina Town yesterday, and he said the investigator told him the temperature's reached in excess of 3,000 degrees. So tell us what you got, Don.
Well, we have about 300 degrees for aluminum, and this is
1300.
1300.
Okay, thank you.
1300. Well, 1220, but if you round it up, because it was not only melted, it was liquefied to the point where it became a river of aluminum going down the dirt hill.
So this is the aluminum rim, obviously. There's the tire.
This is not what a grass fire does, friends.
Steel belts.
And maybe a combination gas tank if the gas tank's aluminum.
You'll understand more on the next video that I'm going to play
running down the side
as well.
The caliper melted, unless they stole it. But it looks like the bolts are still there. So that, and then you get the belt, the steel belt of the tire, which is just a bunch of a wire mesh laying there. You have the windows that were melted.
You see what he's saying here, friends, is just how specific the fire is, how it was contained in certain portions and then other portions weren't. The other side was not burnt at all, but in specific areas, in spots, in parts, you can see the destruction take place. Remember I just said that. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you another video so you can understand all the more how direct in purpose this was. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so I'm just getting a thought here real quick, and some of this crazy stuff is so obvious, I just don't even know why we need to cover it, but you need to. Remember Ben Franklin said that whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech? Remember how he said that? Okay, so I got a question for you. So if this was really, truly a genuine fire that took place in Maui, which we know it wasn't, I just showed you that, and you're going to see more of it in just a moment here on social media platforms, why is it that they put up a special police and media blackout fence all the way around the evidence? I mean, is it getting more blatant than this? Again, if you want to control a conspiracy, you have to do it within. And when you look at the Word of God, Jeremiah 11:9 talks about the conspiracies in 1 Kings and 2 Kings that take place. I seen a t-shirt the other day. It said a conspiracy theorist, so on and so forth. And it was just basically backhanding all the people that really believe that it was only a theory. And the people that usually believe that it is a theory, those are the people that don't want to actually acknowledge the truth. Why? Because the truth demands a response. So let me show you the second video that I have here concerning what's going on in Maui. And does anybody think that this is a bit peculiar, that the police would put up a black fence around all of the area and arrest people coming from out within the island of Maui to go ahead and see for themselves as to which was really going on? Oh, and consider the chief of police, how he was the fox in the chicken coop overseeing Mandalay Bay. And how many times was that narrative changed, by the way? Yeah, that's what I thought.
A huge emphasis on ensuring that the media and anyone else can't see what's going on here in Lahaina, West Maui. There
telling?
Are miles and miles of this black fence going up that was not here before, that is obscuring ground zero thorough and making sure no one can see what's going on inside of there from the road. No one can get in there. No one can take any pictures. And then I've also seen these weird foreign police cars showing up, these special police, I'm not sure what to call them. This is a Nissan, but there's quite a large presence of these standing guard around the perimeter. We've also lost our ability to fly drones really anywhere near this area. Now, this 20-second clip here that I tried to get out of my car and show what was going on, I was almost immediately, after these 20 seconds, National Guard came, chased me off, yelled at me, told me to get back in my car and keep moving. So you cannot pull over. You can't even stop your car anywhere near any of this anymore. Now, I'm going to show you a fairly long...
So is that... clip
that shows just how extensive the fencing is on the
this
western
is Maui,
side
friends.
Of the main
government
highway.
Doesn't have anything to
and
hide, though.
There also is National Guard, regular police, and what I have dubbed special police, which are these police cars that are foreign-made. The people that are driving them are not... They don't look like any police I've ever seen in the United States, so kind of a bizarre situation, but they have a huge presence standing guard. There seems to be a huge emphasis on ensuring that the media and anyone else can't see what's going on here in...
Okay, so you seen that. Anybody think that's a little odd? Folks, we're talking about what the government, the reflection of what the American people are tolerating. This, my friends, is not American government that acts in such a totalitarian fashion. It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. He just talked about special police cars, cars that he's never seen before. I mean, the National Guard driving people away from what took place there. When in fact the people, the victims in Lahaina, in Maui, are screaming out of Maui for help. They want people to come and see what's going on there in that particular area. Oh my goodness, folks. Again, I don't know how to help people that don't have eyes to see. Without the anointing, Isaiah 10:27, it all goes for naught, right? Let me show you one more concerning what's going on in Maui. And folks, again, I believe that there's enough information out there now for people to come to the conclusion as to what's going on. What this guy does here is he begins to show you how specific the direct energy weapons were. And he shows you the spots that it hit. If you look at the videos, folks, it literally looks like you're watching a Marvel movie from the beginning of the 2000s. These direct lines, you know, it's all fictitious. Well, guess what? It's not fictitious. It's exactly, in fact, what they're doing today. And it's what they did in Maui. We heard from the pastor at the beginning of the week. We've seen enough investigative reporters paying attention and bringing information to you as to what is in fact happening and how the government is responsible through the Pentagon for telling the American people and telling the world that we have energy weapons. Well, that's what this is about. And again, friends, we can go through the whole diatribe of all of the information going on in Maui concerning how these fires were started, because we've seen the videos through home security systems of flashes, and ear and eyewitnesses said that there's explosions going on. And when you watch the video of direct energy weapons hitting, that's exactly what it sounds like. Okay, so I'm not going to try to convince you of that. We're already beyond that. We already see it. We already know it for what it is. The next one that I want to show you now here is, again, he's going to get more specific. Now, pay attention and follow through as to what he's saying, because you're seeing like these black holes on the map. This is from a satellite, okay? This is, in fact, where the direct energy weapons were specifically hitting to ensure that there was fire started where they needed to be started, okay? Always pay attention in a conspiracy as to who profits from the conspiracy, okay? Always pay attention to the pill that's in the jam. And you can always find out who that is, saying it a different way, saying the same thing, friends, by those that profit from the conspiracy or the crisis that's been created. Okay? Notice also, friends, they create the crisis, and just like Adolf Hitler or any dictator in the past or in the present, what do? They come in and they play problem solver. What's the answer to what took place in Maui? According to the governor of the state, he wants to come in and transfer all that land in Maui over to the state. Pay attention to what's going on here, friends. Check
this
out.
See this line here? See this line where the pin's moving?
Can't make this up.
Now watch this. See the pinpoints? You see the pinpoints?
They almost look like bullet holes, friends. This is from satellite.
All the pinpoints?
Okay, that's not a fire.
Watch. See the pinpoint? See the pinpoint?
Clearly.
See all the pinpoints?
This is a satellite looking down on the homes in Maui.
This is where the fires started. This is the hottest points of the fires. Look at this. See all the grass? See all the trees? See everything is not burnt? But yet it jumped from all of these. See the pinpoints?
Yep. Understand, folks?
See all the points?
Those are energy weapons. Again, this is a satellite looking down on Maui and the homes. And how the fires,
sure,
and where the fires
burnt.
Yep, to make sure that everything
that
burned.
Wanted to burn.
That they wanted to burn. It's
all
exactly
the
right.
Dark black dots. All of the pinpoints is where the fire got the hottest. Look here now. This is where it got the hottest. This is an overview from satellite.
Nobody can say that they've ever seen this before except in California a couple years ago. This is what happened over there as well.
See the pinpoints everywhere you look. That's where a beam started the fire and it got the hottest. But people weren't looking up. See this? See the pinpoints?
Do they go on? He's just taking all across
sure
the satellite picture of Maui, and he's showing you where the fires were started, and
they
were
burn.
Energy weapons, directly and specifically
so America,
as to where they were started.
Don't believe what the government's feeding you, because it's all a bunch of lies.
Bunch of lies. Yep. And you know what's sad is there's still people out there that just want to keep going on with them bad selves and acting as if it doesn't happen or it isn't happening. Speaking of which, can I jump another topic just to piggyback onto what I just talked about and what I just shared with you and what this commentator just said when he said don't believe what you're being told about Maui because it's all a bunch of lies. Did you see this? This is Red Voice Media. They just highlighted the January 6th committee, right? Remember, there's 350 innocent people that were exercising their First Amendment right that are behind bars right now without any evidence whatsoever. 950 people were arrested by your government, and what's the message? You better not stand up against us, because if you do, this is what we're going to do to you as well. Okay? Look what they just did. January 6th committee destroyed 1.5 trillion bytes of evidence. Of course it's a felony. Of course it's a felony. Hey, folks, where are they at? They're free. Where are your brothers and your sisters at? They're all in jail right now. Because, again, they had the audacity and internal fortitude to actually stand up and fight for the freedoms in which God gave them. And furthermore, they had every right under God, under heaven, on this earth, to exercise the First Amendment rights, friends. The January 6th committee just destroyed 1.5 trillion bytes of evidence. Folks, this is self-destructive, and this is what creates domestic insurrection. We don't need this. We need reformation. We need to get back to the law. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia is bringing life-threatening flash floods to parts of eastern North Carolina. The storm that came onshore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday morning is now a tropical storm with sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning is in effect for South Santee River north to North Carolina-Virginia state line. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying Hurricane Idalia left behind major damage.
Particularly along Florida's Big Bend, the community is resilient, and we are going to work hard to make sure people get what they need.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not fit for office. McConnell, who's 81, appeared to freeze up while speaking to reporters yesterday, raising concerns over his health. Greene, in a social media post, said severe aging and health issues among the nation's leaders must be addressed. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are out at the Minnesota State Fair, friends, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all the way up until Monday. So come out and see us. We're on the bottom floor of the grandstand, Minnesota State Fair at the grandstand, bottom floor, third row in, east side. Cool? Just wanted to make clear. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to kind of highlight something really quick because I want to switch topics on us and get over to the main topic, because people somehow or another have led themselves, deceptively of course, into believing that they can live their whole lives for the devil, and then right before they die, they're going to say a prayer to Jesus, and then they're going to go to heaven. Where are they getting this from? I mean, folks, we're just tearing down the lies in the American church. I mean, listen to this guy. He was right, exactly spot on. He said, whatever stress some may lay upon it, a deathbed repentance is but a weak, slender plank to trust our all on. But Bradley, and this is always the retort, isn't it interesting how the unsaved always know to go to Scripture and know Scripture enough to try to justify their unrepentant lives? Oh my goodness, that is self-destructive. Christ is not the minister of sin, friends. Right? Matter of fact, he was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And they want to justify the works of the devil in the face of what Christ did on Golgotha. That's not a good place to put yourself, my friend. But Bradley, You know, what about the thief on the cross? Listen to what Matthew Henry said, the great commentator. Fantastic commentator. Very prophetic. And it was interesting. He denied in part some of the gifts of the Spirit, yet that's how the Lord used him, in those gifts that he denied. Craziness, it really was. He said, there is one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible. He said, Matthew Henry did, the thief on the cross, so that no one despair. But then he goes on and says, but there is only one, so that no one will presume. Just because he got saved on the cross doesn't mean others are going to get saved on their deathbeds. Now, I want you to consider this, because there's an estimation of 68% of released prisoners that were arrested were again arrested within 3 years. I want to say it again. This is the recidivism, right? Rate. Recidivism. Recidivism. That's good. Let's say it together. Got to break it down in syllables, right? Recidivism. But 68% of prisoners that were released from prison. Now, keep in mind, the Bible does not teach us a prison system. As a matter of fact, it teaches us swift justice and judgment by God's law. Once convicted, we look to his statutes as to how to deal with those that break his law. That's called judgment. Why? So we can establish righteousness, and also in the process, first and foremost, teach others to fear the consequence that they might know to walk in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 16:6. But again, let me say this, because this is a great way to lay it out for this conversation. Did you know that an estimated 68% of released prisoners were arrested again within 3 years? Okay? Soft judges produce hardened criminals. 79% of the prisoners that were released, 79% within 6 years went back, and 83% of prisoners that were released from the prison system returned again within 9 years. I mean, did anybody stay straight? That's the question that we need to ask, right? This is the criminal status on the recidivism rate. Criminals that reoffend once they get the chance to do so. And when we talk about deathbed repentances, isn't that what people do? They just think that they're going to go ahead and live their lives the way that they want to live their lives, and at the very end of it, they're going to say a prayer to Jesus, and they're going to go to heaven. Well, how could it be otherwise when we see over and over and over again the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, preaching everybody into heaven no matter what they've done or even how they died? That's called justifying the damned. And Scripture doesn't do that. You know what? Them refusing God's mercy reaps what? The consequence of damnation. But what they do is they go ahead and justify the crimes that the individual that is now dead committed in the face of others, in justifying the crime, saying no matter what you do, you're going to go to heaven anyways. That is unscriptural every step of the way. Did you know that over 140,000 people every day die without knowing that they're going to die that day? 140,000 people. Think about that. I mean, when the Bible says that life is but a vapor, I mean, we got to seriously take it for what it is, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and sometimes seconds by seconds, and appreciate what the Lord has bestowed upon us, the gift of life. 140,000 people every day die. Well, Bradley, you're just using fear now. No, I'm teaching you the fear of the Lord, and I'm also teaching you common sense. Because you don't know when you're going to go. And there's some people out there that just go, they just want to go ahead and test their, what they would call steel in the face of judgment. And they want to just ignore all of the Lord's warnings, and they want to keep living the way that they want to live until they die, or before they die, because they believe, they've deceived themselves into believing that somehow or another they're going to have a moment to go ahead and say a prayer, because the preacher or priest said that that's all you have to do is say the prayer and you're going to heaven. You are being lied to in a big way. And what's worse is people think they have the time to keep living the way that they're living in servitude to the devil. I'll tell you this right now. You're worse than most men in knowing what you're doing and trying to play the mercy of God. And you can rest assured that the Lord's going to come as a thief in the night when it comes to you. And he's going to come in such a way, in such a time, that you're not going to know, because you all the well know what you're doing by playing the mercy of God. That is slapping a gift horse in the mouth. Figuratively speaking, I speak as a man. That is spitting in the face of the crucified Christ is what it is. And looking at what God did, the Father did through His Son on Calvary, and saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and live for the devil and act as if I'm a part of the mob on top of Golgotha or Calvary that was actually partaking in the crucifying you and mocking you and scourging you and whipping you and feeding you vinegar and spitting on you and putting the crown of thorns on your head. But at the end of all of that, I'm going to go to heaven because I'm just going to say the prayer. Oh my goodness, you're the worst of men. Oh my goodness. Seriously. Seriously. You know, you go to Arlington Cemetery. We go there quite a bit. We try to make it there every year. It's interesting when you're walking up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and any part of that graveyard, it is so sacred to those people and to the people that appreciate the sacrifices given for the freedoms in which we have. That at one point we were there, we got out of the car, and we walked across into Arlington Cemetery, and we went through the building, and we were walking up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And as we were doing so, there was a little kid that was jumping on the grass by the headstones. And it was tolerated for about, less than a second. It wasn't just one person. It was everybody that seen what was going on that told that little kid to knock it off, because they weren't going to put up with this disrespect for the fallen, and rightfully so. How much more, friends, when we're talking about the risen Christ and understand that He was the Lamb of God without spot or blemish that shed His blood to redeem us back unto the Father as the propitiation. How much more should we honor that sacrifice? You get what I'm saying? Good. I'm glad you are. People always think for some reason or another that they have more time. I want you to listen to this. Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, his demons, imps, and the like, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? Listen carefully to the diabolical plans of the enemy that's at war with you. Again, Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the like, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? Just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one who could come up with a new deception by giving him all that he could desire. And soon a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What? Said Satan with a loud growling anticipation. This imp, this demon said, I can tell the people that there is no God, responded the demon. No, said Satan with a loud voice, you fool, man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself testifies of this very truth. Soon another minion, a demon, an imp, approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys. And with a loud voice, Satan reprimanded this one by saying, there is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those who have approached me? I thought I had taught you better than that, said Satan to his demons and imps. One more stepped forward from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approached the father of lies and said, I will tell these created beings of the Most High God that there is more time. This demon was rewarded by Satan and went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, you still have tomorrow. What does it tell us in 2 Corinthians 6:2, friends? It says, today is the day of salvation because you are not promised tomorrow. Forgive me. When we look at God's moral law in Exodus 20, what does it teach us to do? It teaches us to repent. It's a work of the Holy Ghost, John 16, starting in verse 8. And what does He do? He comes to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment to show us that we are the ones that are guilty of breaking God's law and driving Christ to the cross. It was our sins that the Lamb of God covered with His blood. Unto Him who loved us and washed us in His own blood from all of our sins, Revelation 1:5. I'm going to get back to this in just a moment, friends. repentance, the deathbed repentance, because it's a bunch of nonsense. It truly is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee, and I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Said, friends, let's check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to rock and roll and scroll line upon line, precept upon precept through this content because, again, I want to start from beginning to end. Just gave you a parable, an analogy during the last segment, and just showed you, friends, the recidivism rates, repeat criminals. Once they go to prison and then they get out of prison, it's amazing. The question that we should be asking ourselves is, which one didn't end up in prison again? See, they're not being taught to fear the crime. I just seen today, matter of fact, a girl that killed her boyfriend, I'm guessing 10 years ago. I think her name was Jody Arias, I think is her name. And she, like, stabbed her boyfriend numerous times. I think she shot him a couple times, too, while he was in the shower. And it showed her mugshot. During her interrogation, by the way, before her mugshot, she was actually doing gymnastics inside of the interrogation room. And then when they took her mugshot, she actually had a big smile on her face. And there was a video of her today because everybody wants to know how she's doing. No, really, we don't. We don't care how she's doing. Numbers 35:33 tells us what we're supposed to do with people like that. They show more mercy for the criminal than the victim. They wanted to make sure she was good. Folks, she's being treated like a queen in prison on your dime. Why wouldn't they recommit the crimes? Well, it's the same thing that we see in America today. Look at the things that we do in committing crimes and transgressions before heaven, and we think nothing's happening. We don't realize we reap what we sow, and it rains on the just and the unjust, and that harvest is coming around sooner or later, and in many cases sooner than later, concerning the seeds that we planted in our life, good, bad, whatever the case might be, we're going to reap that harvest. And if you look at Ecclesiastes 8:11, you'll understand perfectly why men do what they do, because they think that they're not going to be held accountable. That is not true. If you are a child of God, friends, you know all the well as to what I'm talking about right now. Isn't it interesting? I remember how everybody else got away with certain things, but with me, I didn't get away with anything. And I thought I was being cursed. Little did I know that the Lord, in spite of me doing the things that I was doing, was showing mercy to me. And yet everybody else was getting away with what they were getting away with, or so they thought. Many of them are dead today. And I was trying to figure out, why are they getting away with it? And every time I do something, I'm convicted, I'm condemned, I get caught. And folks, I was the one that was being blessed. And when you look at Scripture, it's clear. God chastises those that He loves. Praise God! And I'll tell you what, if I stood up right now and showed you my backside, and I'm not even kidding, you would see how much the Lord loves me. In my faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn His statutes. Oh my goodness, that is the sign of the love of the Lord, friends. He cares enough about us to chastise us. Doesn't Scripture tell us in the natural that he who withholds the rod hates his son? Well, guess what? My Father loved his son here in his mercy. And because of his mercy, he got me on that straight and narrow by bestowing his grace upon me and empowering me to follow the Lord in all things as I am in him bearing fruit. John 15:8. Cool? Great. Put Galatians 2:20 in the middle of what I just said as well. So let's get over to this. Matthew Henry said, speaking of deathbed repentance, there is one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible, the thief on the cross, so that no one despair, but there's only one, so that no one will presume. That's right. And that's that's what we hear over and over and over again. You know, he accepted the Lord before he left. But before that, man, the guy was at the strip bars every night of his life, you know, doing drugs and all this, that, and the other thing. But now that he's, on his way out of the world, we're going to get him saved. Isn't it interesting, too, friends, that when you see, because I preached in prisons, federal prisons, state prisons, juvenile prisons, isn't it interesting how they give the kids Bibles and adults Bibles when they get into prison? Rather than giving them the Bibles before they go to prison? I mean, isn't prevention better than cure? How backwards can people become? Okay, all right. One of the most common things that are taught to individuals in this world, especially sinners, before they die, is that they can always say a prayer before they die and be assured of heaven. Sinful men are further deceived by the children of the apostate in the pulpits that have been preaching this, which is another gospel, Galatians 1:8. They are taught that once they are at the end of their days in serving the devil, that they are now assured that they are heaven-bound because they accepted Jesus. Really? Yeah, this isn't repentance. It's fire insurance, friends. And it's not scriptural. I've also noticed that this cycle of hypocrisy is within the walls of the American church. I've seen it over and over and over again. Men make the choice to live their lives for and by the devil, John 8:44. They ignore the impending judgments of the living God given by faithful witnesses, Acts 17:31, 2 Corinthians 5:11, Proverbs 14:25, only to what? To continue in their sins and then end up on their deathbeds to give the remainder of their feeble lives to Jesus and are now heaven bound somehow. Again, this isn't true repentance. Hey, folks, it's just like a criminal. The only reason he pleads guilty at the bar standing in front of the judge is he's just sorry that he was caught. Doesn't mean he was actually converted. He was just sorry that he was caught. So are these. They're just sorry that they're at the end of their sinful lifestyles. Not now understanding, by the way, what the preacher said in Romans 6:23, that the end of sin is death. Well, now they're on their deathbeds. They finally come to the conclusion that it's true, and there is the hireling to assure him of heaven, regardless of what the Word of God says. Folks, they don't fear God. They fear hell. That's exactly right. And they have it backwards. What if they weren't on their deathbeds? How would they then have lived their lives? I can tell you the same way that they did up until the point that they got onto their deathbeds. And more than not, you'll find that if these deathbed confessors were given the years all over again, they would live their lives the same way that they did up until the point of death. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, once again highlights this topic when he said, "Deathbed repentances are often looked upon as a very sincere, although too frequently we fear they are but the first gnawings of the worm that never dies." Huh. Isn't that Jesus that said that? That's exactly who said that. When he said the fire's not quenched. Yeah, that's him. Whoa. The fire will not be salted. Yep, yep, that's him. Yep, that's Jesus. Spurgeon said, "I read this week an extraordinary anecdote told by Dr. Campbell of a woman who, many years ago, was condemned to death for murdering her child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed by the Scottish law previous to her execution, and the ministers who were with her continually gave it to her and their opinion that she died in the sure and certain hope of salvation. Well, the appointed day came and she was hung. But it being very rainy and no awning having been prepared, those who had the charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it and to get it under shelter. So she was cut down before the legal time. And as the custom is, the body was given up to her friends to be buried. A coffin was provided, and she was removed in its East Leviathan, where her husband was going to bury her, and they stopped at a local pub house to get a couple drinks. When, to their great surprise and alarm, in rushed a boy and said that he heard a noise inside of the coffin. They went out and found that the woman was still alive. The vital powers had been suspended, but the life that was now extinct after the jolting of the cart had restored her circulation, and after a few hours she became quite well. They removed their residence and went to another part of the country. Spurgeon said, through the analogy of that of Campbell, he said, "The sad part of this tale is that this woman was as bad a character afterwards as she ever was before. And if anything worse, she lived as openly in sin and despised and hated Christ even more than she had previously done. This is the most remarkable case," he said. "I believe that you would see the great majority of those who profess to retreat on their deathbeds, if they could rise again from their graves, would live a life as profane and godless as ever." Spurgeon said, "Rely on this. It is nothing but the grace of the Spirit of God that makes sure works of your souls." Amen. Amen. So don't deceive yourselves, friends, for another moment to continuously live your life for the great deluder. Because the bottom line, friends, is if you're not going on head on with the enemy, you're going in the same direction. And how many people, I ask, in ending the show today, are looking for answers, and hopefully they found the channel today. But isn't it interesting that if you really want the truth, if you really want the truth, isn't it interesting how many people say that they want the truth? Isn't it interesting for those calling out to know the truth, how it always ends up right in front of Jesus? All roads lead to Him, folks. And if you really want the truth, you'll always end up with Jesus. That's the bottom line. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya. Minnesota State Fair, bottom floor, grandstand, 9-9. See ya.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.